I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Trying to unravel the mystery of Flight 370 and the brothers of one of the missing Americans on the wait for word and how faith is helping them through. Let's get started. Two passengers on the flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing were traveling on stolen passports, that we know, and were carrying tickets purchased by an Iranian middleman. The FBI is now deeply involved, obviously. Chief National Security Correspondent Jim Masciuto has been working his sources on this. He joins us now with some fresh information. So what's the latest you're hearing about the persisting questions over terrorism and those stolen passports?
Well, I'll tell you, Anderson, the very latest received, just in really the last hour, I'm told by a U.S. official that there are more and more indications that the loss of MH370 was not terror-related. They will caution it is still early in the investigation, but more and more signs are pointing to this not being a terror event. Now, because it is early, they keep all lines of investigation open, and we saw today that Malaysian authorities passed on to U.S. authorities some of the biometric data from these two men who traveled on stolen passports, including their thumbprints, which have now been received by the FBI, and the FBI will now run through a U.S. terror database to make sure that nothing turns up, that these people, and based on their biometric data, were not tied to or suspected of having ties to terrorism. So that's where it stands. They're keeping all lines of investigation open, but their read now I'm getting from U.S. intelligence officials is that they have more and more indications it's not a terror event.
So, I mean, presumably some theories may be able to be ruled out, you know, based on those fingerprints that are being analyzed by the FBI. When they say it's not a terror event, when you hear about stolen passports, it certainly raises lots of suspicions. There are other options, I guess, not related to terror, stolen passport rings and the like.
No question. And that's exactly, and that's what I'm told, and this is not definitive yet because they're still looking into it, but that the circumstances of this, including this Iranian middleman you mentioned, you know, the tickets bought through an Iranian middleman who paid for them in cash and bought one-way tickets to Europe, you know, all very suspicious things, but that the pattern, including the use of a middleman who had a history with this travel agency in Thailand where the tickets were bought, that it fits the pattern of a human smuggling ring. That's what I'm told. It fits the pattern. They haven't established it with clarity yet, but that those signs look more likely to be a human smuggling case than a terror case.
All right, Jim Masciuto, appreciate the update.